Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Okay. Now, we're going to change things up a little bit for the first sort of 45 minutes of the show today, because we're going to get a little serious, we're going to get sensitive, and we're going to be cognizant of what today is actually about. So, somebody on this team has gone through this exact thing, and their bravery needs to be commended, because being brave and being open and being accessible and being honest and being vulnerable is obviously not an easy emotion. I get really uncomfortable when it comes to stuff like that. And then I'm like, oh, look, a shiny object. And I try to deviate because it's not easy to be exposed like that. And I know that that's also true for my teammate and my work husband, Jasper. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose that's kind of how a lot of us were raised as well. Like, you know, you're outwardly facing, you're smiling, you're happy, you're fine, you're fine.
Yeah. As a man specifically, I can certainly tell you that I grew up being told that being a man is not about showing your emotions. Being a man is not about being vulnerable. A man is not allowed to cry. But those walls came tumbling down for me when I experienced a loss that changed my life forever.
Yeah. So firstly, just from me and from everybody on the team, we're super proud of you for what you're doing today and for sharing it with the whole of KZN. We're going to get to see a different side this hour of our beautiful Jay Spoo. He'll be sharing an open letter that he wrote to his angel baby today as we mark Pregnancy and Infancy Loss Day. It is a very sensitive matter. It's not our place to expect you to share necessarily, but our WhatsApp line is open. If you yourself have an angel baby and you understand exactly what this is and you'd like to talk about it, let us know.
Now, KZN, for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a dad. I love the idea. When I saw it in the movies and when I saw other fathers playing with their kid, I was like, I want to be a dad. I've always wanted to be a dad. I absolutely love the concept. And I'm an absolutely proud father of Uzanda. That's my son who's 3 years old. And just even saying his name, just, you know, it just brings a smile to my face that I don't even know where it comes from. But by having Zanda, I can tell you for sure that I know now what unconditional love is. And in some way that also allows me to appreciate my parents more. And ever since I became a parent, I've started to appreciate my parents more. And on Monday this week, my producer was discussing, you know, weekly show prep, and we were sitting around the prep room, and she brought to my attention that today, the 15th of October, is Pregnancy and Infancy Loss Remembrance Awareness Day, a day that is used to acknowledge the grief of families who have lost their children prematurely during a pregnancy or immediately after. Now, we were talking about this, but you guys didn't know that I too have suffered a loss of a child. And I don't think you realize, Stacey, but when we were talking about it, because we've got big screens in the prep room, I kept on hiding behind the big screen.
Yeah.
Because I was literally just wiping the tears out of my eyes. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, you're just like, this is a big deal. Not just for you, Jasper, and for the people in this room who get to experience this moment with you right now, everybody listening in the car and at home. But it's an opportunity as well to have this conversation. I think when people think pregnancy loss and miscarriage, I'm not a mom. I've never been a mother. But I've had friends who've gone through that, and I think you immediately empathize with the mom, you know. I don't know how many times dads have these conversations, how often they talk about it, if they even feel like, and I mean this sincerely, if they're allowed to talk about it, if there is a space in which they could talk about it, so what you're doing is really brave.
Yeah, and of course, after giving it much thought and getting encouragement from the team, I just want to say quickly thank you so much to Zama, thank you so much, Stacey, thank you so much, Nubuntu. I took the decision to open up and show a more vulnerable side of myself that I don't normally show to the public eye. I'm that guy, like, I just want to have a great time and I want to make people laugh. But today I want to show you a different side of me. Growth is a beautiful thing because you realize that these indirect forms of toxic masculinity that tell you that a man is supposed to not cry or a man is not supposed to be vulnerable are absolutely nonsense. So in about, let's say, 10 minutes time, I will be sharing an open letter dedicated to my late son. His name was Usmanga. May his soul continue to rest in peace. But as Stacey said, if you are open to sharing stories of your loss, the WhatsApp line is open. And by doing this, Stacey, I'm hoping that we create a sense of community. Mm-hmm. Because there's this thing of shame that's attached to losing an infant child. That's absolutely ridiculous. So I just want to create a safe space for KZN, for people who have experienced this, to just share their stories as well. So the WhatsApp line, KZN, is open.
J-Spru is a few minutes away from sharing something that is super, super personal. I would imagine incredibly painful to have to sit down and write, but penned a letter to his angel baby. Today, the 15th of October, marks Pregnancy and Infancy Loss Remembrance Awareness Day. We were saying, if you can relate, if this is something that your family has gone through, you've gone through, maybe you've never spoken to anybody about it because there just hasn't been an opportunity. J-Spru specifically wanted to do this today because, one, he wants to honor his son, and two, he wants to create a sense of community so that those conversations can be had. These are important conversations. And based on this WhatsApp line, my friend, J-Spru, you have done... I don't think you can quite conceive of what you've done here.
Yeah. We do from Tanya.
Hi, guys. I'm listening to this. It makes me teary. It's so important for the men to grieve as well. Just losing my child, it was before my firstborn as such. I wasn't very far along, but it was far enough for a heartbeat. And by then you already set in to the notion of having this baby, you know, it's a person. And when I lost it, I was well supported by family and friends, and I've only found out this year that, and we've been married 25 years, that my husband never properly grieved that, and that he struggled with that, and there was no one for him. And in some ways it makes me so sad. So for me, as a woman who's lost a baby, yes, it's traumatic, but to go through that, and as a husband who feels helpless, not knowing what to do, it is so important for them to get help as well. Emotional support, proper support. Especially like Spoo was saying, it can be overlooked. Men shouldn't cry, they shouldn't feel, they shouldn't show their emotions as such. It's rubbish. In fact, I feel that's why we are in a society where we are right now, because people can't cope anymore. And mostly because men were taught they weren't allowed to show an emotion.
Thank you, Tanya.
So that's my 5 cents.
Yeah. 25 years, married for 25 years. It's only just come out now. Maybe you've been sitting on something like this. Maybe it hasn't been 25 years. Maybe it's been 5 months. Maybe it's been a few years. The sense of community is strong on our WhatsApp line, on our Facebook page, and J-Spru is going to very bravely share that open open letter to his son in a little bit. We're going to end this hour bringing awareness to what the 15th of October actually means. It is something that is obviously being felt all across the province today. And for everybody who's streaming from other places outside of KZN, you've taken the time to either type out a WhatsApp or send us a voice note. There are hundreds of messages that have come through today on our Facebook page as well. Thank you for your words. Thank you for opening up. Thank you for meeting Jay Spoo on this level of vulnerability and openness. I know it means a lot to Jay as a person that it was received like this, right?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, KZN, for sharing your stories. You're not alone is my mission for today. And I wrote a letter to my boy, my angel. And I want to start my message by saying, I love you. And I miss the ideas and plans that I had in raising you to be the best human being possible. Smanga, my firstborn, not a day goes by without me thinking of what could have been. I had dreams for you. I remember the first day I said your name out loud and you kicked in your mother's womb. When I knew that you were meant to be a football player. And I would have been that dad shouting on the sidelines when other kids fouled you, and of course cheered on as loud as I could when you scored a goal. That's my boy. You would have turned 4 this year. You would have been in creche by now. And I would have been able to teach you how to say hi to a girl you liked. And I want to let you know that your brother, Uzanda, will be reminded for as long as I live about you. He might not be the best football player, but I hope one day you will take the time to play with him in his dreams. Please let him score a few goals. I don't want you boys fighting. I'm writing this letter because I want to remind you that I love you, and I will do everything in this life to celebrate every moment we had when you were in your mother's womb. And by the way, Daddy's famous now, and I made a song for you. It's called Angel Dance. And when I play the song at the clubs, you better be dancing the most, boy. I'm not going to take up much of your time, because I know you're probably having a good time in heaven. I'll always love you, and I just popped by to thank you for choosing me to be your father. Rest easy, my son. You will never be forgotten. Zweet. Mkach. Sotondos. Dwand.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.